I was born.
The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today. The value of coin increased by 5 cents today to $3.56. What is your coin worth today? Summer Breakfast.
22 after 8 on Summer Breakfast. David King and Jack Heverin. Take care on the roads this morning. It's a wet and wild one in Melbourne. We're getting a lot of text messages from different accidents around Victoria. So just look after yourself. Stay with us. We'll take you through. Kingy, it is still belting down outside.
It is. It is. A lot of feedback today. Soft questioning.
Keep a couple of them safe. Keep a couple of them safe. EPL final score. Liverpool defeated Leicester City 3-0 and Daniil Medvedev defeated Dominic Thiem in 3 sets in the ATP Tour final in London. Delighted to have Brad Haddon join us here on SEN. 66 tests for Australia between 2008 and 2015. But my understanding is that Brad's absolutely bored you know what at the moment as he sits in quarantine in the hotel. Hads, good morning.
Morning, guys. Yeah, this is brutal, this hotel quarantine.
Take us through it. Yeah. What are you doing?
Honestly, I've got no windows in here. I'm just trying to paint a picture. I've got no windows. I'm not allowed to get any fresh air for 10 days. But the lucky thing is that it's raining today, so I've got something new. I can hear a bit of rain outside, so that's good.
Fascinating.
So you're in there for 2 weeks without a window, Brad?
No, you got no fresh air at all, so, mate. Yeah, it's interesting, but that's the new world we live in, so you can't complain, can you?
How was the IPL? You're quarantining at the moment, obviously, because you've just come back. How did you find it? It was a different-looking IPL this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a different-looking, but it was all the same on the field. The standard of cricket was outstanding. Mumbai Indians were probably the standout team for the whole tournament, and they went on to win it. But from a personal point of view, yeah, we did all right. We end up coming third. We beat all the top teams, but we just fell over at the end. Ricky Ponting's Delhi team gave us a touch-up after beating them twice during the tournament.
I'll tell you what, you'll have the best notes of anyone in the land after 2 weeks in isolation like this, Hats.
Yeah, they were good the first week. I've read back to them over the last few days and they make no sense, so I think I'm losing my mind.
How excited are you? I mean, what should we be looking forward to? I mean, this is a big series, isn't it? A massive build-up to this. You know, the Indian team coming out, the supporter base is huge. Are you as excited as we are?
Yeah, I am. It's just great theatre, Australia versus India. We know that the Indian team's top of the world as well. They play with a lot of emotion. That sometimes can spill over. I thought last series, Tim Payne handled it well. I thought the way he took on Virat Kohli was just a great side show to everyone. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting series. I think we're in a lot different position than we were last time when they beat us. We've got Steve Smith and obviously David Warner back. We've got Marnus, who's come on the scene the last 12 months, has been amazing. And I'm interested to see how they're going to handle our three fast bowls and Nathan Lyon. So if we start well, I can see it being a real disaster for India this summer in the Test match.
That's interesting. That can they, without Virat Kohli, he's their emotional barometer, Hads. Can they be the team that they are without Virat Kohli leading the way? Because he won't be here after the first Test.
Yeah, obviously missing your leader like that's a big play. But he does add a lot of emotion. And he can also add a lot of pressure to his opposition players with the way he carries on. So one thing in India I think can cover is with middle order batsmen. I think they'll have enough, but whether they have the class to handle the world class bowling attack, I'm not so sure about that.
How does the lineup look? Everyone's talking about Will Pekoski. Are you one for a settled lineup that you take in, or do you like this selection pressure? Do you like the fact that there's a few different names on the line for this series?
I love that there's selection pressure. I think that's when Australian cricket's at their best. And I love that Will Pekoski's come out and scored 200s. You probably weren't talking about him at the start of the summer. We know how talented he is and the issues he's had, but he's come out and scored 200s. I love that young Green's starting to emerge now as a quality, world-class all-rounder, which will be good to see his development. And I think that's important. I think you need guys pushing the Australian players. They had a great summer last summer. They won all their Test matches and they played some really good cricket. But I'm not sure whether that team's 100% settled just because the form of Will Pofosky.
So, I mean, this it comes back to the debate that we've had for a long time about Sheffield Shield runs and what they mean. Is this banging down the door down to the point where it's just it's too hard to ignore someone like Will Pofosky now?
Yeah, it's going to be an interest. Still a month away from the first test, and I know Burns played well last summer, but he's had a bit of a lean trot of it in the opening Sheffield Shield game. So I think it's going to be a really important Australian A game. Sometimes you play these games just to get some volume leading into the first test, but I think if Will comes out and puts a big display on in that game and Burns continues a lean patch of form, it's really hard to say no to someone who's putting numbers like that up.
Lastly, Brad, the depth, as you mentioned, in Australian cricket, it feels as though it hasn't been this strong for a little while now, and maybe that's because we've had four Shield games to work our way through and see who's in form, but the squad of 17 that we've got, that could have easily had another two or three more. The depth with bat, ball and across all aspects is really exciting, I reckon, at the moment.
Yeah, it's good, and that's what you want. You want everyone being under pressure for their position, but with that 17, I'm excited by the newcomers to come in as well. Swepson, a leg spinner. We haven't seen a leg spinner around the Australian setup for a long, long time. And he's also come in off the back of some outstanding performances. He's got three fifers in a row. He's been bowling Queensland to victory in the Shield cricket. Sean Abbott, what are the last 12 months he's had? He's fixed up his batting. And the thing I'm impressed with him is he's starting to get wickets on flat wickets in the second innings. So, yeah, I love the depth we've got at the moment, and I like that everyone's under a bit of pressure from each other.
You're under isolation at the moment. Is there a series or something you're watching, something you can tip us into?
Yeah, I can. I just watched the Gangs of London. I finished that in a day. So, So yeah, that's I've just finished that, and I've watched the last series of Peaky Blinders. So, yeah, they're the two I'd tip you into.
We'll give you a call the same time tomorrow, Brett.
Mate, I'll be here.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Have a good one. See you, boys.
Brad Haddon joining us here on SEN.
He's a ripper.
Yeah, he's fantastic. First one day are on Friday.
Friday.
Come up quick. Yeah.
It has come quick.
Yep. November 27, 29 and December 2, the one dayers, and then T20s on the 4th, 6th and 8th off the top of my head.
Will he be out by then, Fred?
Friday. He gets out on Friday. I think he does.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how you'd get. How would you go with isolation?
No good. No good. It cost me a fortune, I reckon.
You're not the type that sits still.
No. No. Without a window. No fresh air.
Surely you get a window.
Gee whiz. That'd be tough. He's doing it hard.
He is. Brad was here with thanks to Scottish Pacific, by the way. Finance that keeps your business moving. Turn unpaid invoices into cash or access funding to build your fleet. scottpack.com.au. 1-300-736-736 to join us from whatever you've heard from across the morning. If you want to pick up the conversation around Kevin Sheedy's article from yesterday, some thoughts on the Australian team, or you might have an early question without notice for us. We'll take your calls after the news.